When you lose a spouse, you instantly learn that there's no such thing as too much of a good thing. You can eat cherries until you get sick, Fruit Loops until they make you loopy, and steak until it gives you a heart attack. But I'd like to propose these are all excellent ideas. After all, your alternative is to do everything in moderation and never really be happy, let alone immensely gratified, and still die, however many days further along because of your moderation. But die feeling pretty cheated. That you cheated yourself out of that steak you didn't enjoy, that girl you didn't fuck, that $5,000 a night room you didn't book when you had the chance. I'm not a hedonist at heart. I'm perfectly content to do laundry and break a sweat doing gardening I could easily pay someone else to do. But hard is the key word. Whatever you do, do it hard. Hard work, hard play, hard hope, hard sleep. Do it. Get it. Do it hard. Get it hard. Live hard. Love hard. Die hard. Die young and make sure you die happy. A life of omission is a life of regret. Die grieving what you did, not what you procrastinated. And every day, live life hard. Even when you're lounging in the sun doing nothing, get whatever you're getting there in that moment to its fullest. Revel in it. Make it matter. Make it max. With August now here, we're left with 30 days of summer. How can we max it? How can we live it hard and fill in the hollows? Make the juice overflow, run down the chin. How can we slurp up the excess and go into sugar shock from too much happiness and indulgence? That's why there's a no trespassing sign blocking my porch. I got tired of strangers interrupting my life. So I put up a sign that I wish could read, "Hey asshole, I'm trying to live my life. Stop interrupting my happiness." Sometimes you gotta take drastic steps to take people who are obstacles to your living out of the equation. The people who don't want you to drink this, eat that, go here, do that, who the hell do they think they are? If there's a person in your life that needs to be weeded out, it's the person who's always saying, "No, but I don't think you..." Any of those. Life is a yes or die option. If you're not saying yes, you're probably dying. You may still be dying even with the yes, but you're dying hard. Live hard, die hard. Travel, dance, sing. Don't let anyone, including all of society, dictate you can't love disco or watch Scooby-Doo. If it makes you happy, that's important. How many things really make most people happy? Not much these days. Is it killing you? Maybe. Maybe not. But die hard. Die well. Die happy. Die doing what puts a smile on your face, a laughter in your lungs. I'd like to die having an orgasm. Is there a better way to go? Seems like everything's gonna suck, so I may as well die having an orgasm and my heart just stops. Don't stop until you, well, drop. There's no such thing as eating too much watermelon. Slice it, dice it, sugar or spice it, but devour it. Devour life like a limitless supply of perfectly ripe watermelons. Life is a hot summer sunny day. Dig in, dig down, dig deep right to the rind. Eat it. Get your face good and wet and sticky. Don't look for napkins. Die sticky. Die juicy. Die sugary sweet and with a stupid grin on your face. I can't imagine a better alternative. Die the same way you were born, soaking wet and sticky all over.